Good morning, folks. It's time for Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show about political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Join us for a stimulating, thought-provoking discussion. You'll get the facts as we focus on the real challenges facing Arizonans. Good morning, Steve Williamson here. Mike Cosentino.
Yeah, one of those foreign-sounding names that should be stricken from the voter rolls.
There was a campaign that Mike's kind of mentioning backhand. We're talking about voter suppression and voter fraud today. And there was a campaign in Washington State, and they were looking for people who had foreign-sounding names. And they examined a lot of votes. There were 2 million votes in the campaign. And they found one guy that might have voted twice. They found one ballot that could have been
widespread voter fraud.
Widespread voter fraud.
And as we said last week, folks, that the difference between voter fraud is you know, dead people voting, people showing up at the polls, or illegal immigrants casting a ballot. Is not happening. Not happening. I'm going to tell you a little while about I talked to Anna Wayman Trujillo, the former Yavapai County recorder. Not happening. But vote suppression is voter fraud, misrepresenting yourself in order to get a vote, or somehow getting an extra vote in. But vote suppression is happening, and it's well-funded, and it's centrally coordinated.
So Republicans have created the sense that voter fraud is happening. And a lot of it comes from not looking at things. When we learned in Sedona we heard it from a high place for source that there was taking Democrats off the rolls, Mike went and talked to the recorder, the ex-recorder, and got her information on it. He was an investigative reporter before before coming on this radio show.
Too far with that.
All right. And then we had Dick Searle, who's part of Verde Valley Independent Democrats. We had him look at this.
Yeah.
Yes, brilliant guy, former rocket scientist. Look at the statistics.
That's right, I forgot.
Yeah. Literally a rocket scientist.
Literally a rocket scientist.
Yeah. So he looked at the statistics. There was no beef there. You know, what was the old ad, Mike?
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef? There was no beef there. There was no voter suppression taking place that we could find in Yavapai County. But what we did that's different than what I think the Republicans did is we looked at the charges and we investigated in details, right, to see if they were true.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something. And instead, if you have a secondary motivation, you might not do this. So the Republican charges of voter fraud are based on a desire to suppress the vote, take tiny chunks of the Democratic vote, intimidate people. When I worked in New York, a bunch of the guys from Bangladesh were all becoming citizens at the same time. And it's very easy to intimidate people who are new to the American political system, to tell them that they have to do this or that. It's not so easy when somebody's been voting for a long time. So to recap what Mike is saying, there's voter fraud. That means, see, it's very unlikely, folks, because to voter fraud at the polls, you have to have somebody go to the poll, risk federal prosecution, and it's retail. The really way to steal an election is manipulate a voting machine, have hanging chads, something like this.
Yeah, Anna talked about, you know, that this county and follows the National Voter Act, and that's, there are ways of if you miss two federal cycles, then you are put on the inactive list. And a simple getting back on the active list is, hey, give her a call. Or respond, and then they send at least two mailings to an address that they have if you haven't voted. And to get back on the active list, if you respond to that mail or respond, call them, you're back on the active list. It's that simple. Now, there's other, obviously, provisions of the National Voter Act, but we're going to talk in a minute about how uncentralized voting is, how messy it is.
Yeah. But, I mean, the problem really is that the voter system here is a mess. And, but fraud at the ballot box, think about the numbers needed to change elections.
Yeah.
Huge federal, punishments. It's not happening.
You're talking about voter fraud.
Yeah, voter fraud. It happens over, yet it's, the charges are made over and over and over again.
But vote suppression is extremely simple. I'm going to read you a headline. This is from the Washington Post, August 30th. Often you don't see many partisan headlines, this partisan, the GOP war on voting. In a campaign supported by the Koch brothers, Republicans are working to prevent millions of Democrats from voting next year. That's pretty plain. that's not beating around the bush. It says, I talked about this quote last week. The groups that they're targeting are students, minorities, ex-convicts, and the elderly from casting ballots. The whole ID thing, which sounds reasonable on the surface, the whole requiring IDs to vote, kind of sounds reasonable, but it suppresses students, and it suppresses, obviously, minorities and old people that don't always bring their IDs around.
Let's look at what happened in North Carolina, which is sort of similar to the thing that we investigated here. North Carolina, they claimed there were 950 dead people voting, according to Republicans. Republican election commissioner didn't really want it. He wasn't real excited about investigating because I think he probably knew what was going to come up. They checked 200 different dead guys voting. There's 106 clerical errors, 91 name registration errors, 56 data entry mistakes, 32 voter participation errors, and 3 cases of absentee ballots that were received after the person had died by election day. There was 0 cases of dead people voting. Now, you'd think that the Republicans go, oh my gosh, they spent all that money and all that time, public money, to investigate it. They checked 200 of them. Nothing.
Yeah.
Forget it. It's just not there. But they didn't decide it because it's ideology. And it's accepted ideological wisdom that's happening. So they've insisted that they check all the rest of them. They check all 950 of these dead people to see if any of them are actually dead.
Now, I think I said last week, I've registered people to vote, and the form is as simple as can be and still be a good form that gets all the information it needs. And it can be turned into the county by anyone. Matter of fact, this is maybe a topic for another show, but the county parties in Arizona, both Republican and Democrat, are part of the political system of Arizona. The state counts on the things that they do.
Right.
Including register people to vote, to get the job done in Arizona.
Okay. George W. Bush made a big issue of the fact of voter fraud. Nationally, they spent 5 years looking for voter fraud. There's 300 million people in the United States. They found 81 cases.
Right.
Republican Lawyers Association, they did a massive investigation, again, of all 50 states, and they found over a 15-year period an average of 24 cases a year. That's less than 1 per state. You can't win elections with that kind of voter fraud. It's not there. I know that you've been told that it's there. It's just not the way to rig election.
2 more things. One of the ways to suppress votes is by lack of machines, and that happens on college campuses relatively more often than we'd like.
It was a case in Tennessee where the only college campus that didn't have one of these voting satellite things was happened to be an African American college.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, and then the only place I think in Ohio where they had to wait 8 hours to vote was at Kenyon College. I mean, that's the way you kind of shift an election. The fraud is claiming that there is a fraud. But there isn't a voter fraud. But why do they keep complaining? And I think Mike alluded to that earlier. The reason they keep claiming there's a voter fraud when they can't find any substantial number of voter fraud is because they can use it for voter suppression.
Yeah, it's a smokescreen for sure. Now the other thing that's coming up that in Yavapai County, and I'm not sure about Coconino County, Sedona has 2 Coconino, but they're coming up with vote centers. You and I have both been at the polls, and there's nothing more guaranteed to send a guy into the ballistic.
Yeah, I was a marshal at a polling place. If they're even sent to a different polling place, I mean, people just really hit the roof.
Yeah, people think they're being denied, as they should, by the way. I was a troubleshooter for both in Cottonwood and in Sedona. And yeah, telling somebody they can't vote is a good way to get into an argument. Now, Yavapai County's and the Leslie Hoffman, the current Yavapai County recorder, is going to be in the area sometime soon. We'll talk about the dates to talk about the new vote centers. And long story short, what a vote center will be is if you go to the wrong, there'll be several polling places in one. In other words, you won't be sent to another place. But I'm also going to tell you this. The other thing to make people happy was to let them vote conditional. You get a conditional ballot because that calmed them down quite a bit. But a lot of people, sophisticated voters, know conditional ballots aren't always counted. Now, Yavapai County insists that conditional ballots are counted. Conditional provisional ballots, if anybody hands you a conditional provisional ballot, that's not counted. I mean, and the county recorders admit conditional provisional ballot is something that they just hand to people so they don't go get a gun.
The guys behind a lot of the claims of voter fraud in Virginia is a man named Mark Cole. His other claim to fame is legislation that forbids employers in Virginia from implanting microchips in their employees. Now, is anybody in Virginia actually implanting microchips in their place? No, but that's one of his causes. We found another one.
And it's not because he's worried about privacy, by the way, which may be a legitimate concern of a legislature. He's worried about the mark of the beast.
The problem is that so much of what Republicans do now, and I don't really know in some ways what happened to them, is that they're providing solutions for problems that don't exist or problems that are almost completely matters of fantasy. There are people arrested for voter fraud, including the Indiana's Secretary of State. He was fined $1,000. He had to do community service. He's a Republican, being in Indiana. And his crime was using his ex-wife's address instead of the condo in another area where he was living with his girlfriend. So that's one case, and there are many more. And it's almost like a bad joke. George Bush, though, during his administration, they fired 8 U.S. attorneys. The attorneys couldn't find voter fraud.
Arizona's being one of them, though.
And Arizona's being one of them. So they were fired from their jobs because they couldn't find non-existent problems.
Yeah, let me give the quote from that report. And what they did, they changed that report. The original report, during that time, this is 2007, and this is in a report issued by the commission that was looking into voter fraud. The original report said that false registration forms have not resulted in polling place fraud.
But it's 1984.
But the final report said registration drives by non-governmental groups are a source of fraud. They changed the report to lean their political way.
The conclusion of the experts was there's little voter fraud around the whole nation. They changed that line to read, the pervasiveness of voter fraud is open to debate.
Right. One of those.
So just to recap, folks, you need to check or ask somebody you trust to check rumors and stuff. They get started, they get spread, they get repeated. There are facts, and we have to return to a sort of fact-based.
The county website is beautiful, by the way. Once again, you have a great website in Yavapai County. The election thing, it's a terrific thing. We have links on, you can go to vvid.org. You can hear this again. You can get a link to the county. Next week we'll be talking about how voter outreach has put, how GOP outreach has put Arizona back in play.
You've been listening to Democratic Perspective, brought to you by the Verde Valley Independent Democrats, a weekly talk show focusing on the political issues facing the Verde Valley, Sedona, Northern Arizona, and the nation at large. Catch us every Monday morning after the 8 o'clock news, right here on AM 780 KAZM. It's beautiful out there, folks. Have a great day.